The I Want to Make You Happy agency is one of about 10 agencies, most of them in Tokyo, that have sprouted up over the last few years in Japan. And what they do is rent out agents who pose as, well, any sort of, they play any number of roles really, but most of the time they pose as colleagues or fathers or mothers, uncles, aunties, or just simply friends at social functions, things like weddings, funerals, but also events on a smaller scale. They'll pretend to be the father of a child taking part in a sports day. They might pretend to be the mother and father of a woman who's attending a formal matchmaking party. They might even pretend to be the girlfriend of a single guy who's having trouble finding a real girlfriend, but who needs to perhaps show the pretense of having a girlfriend at some sort of party or other social event. So there's any number of situations in which these phony friends and colleagues will stand in. They obviously have to do their homework before they make their appearance. If they answer a question incorrectly, or if they clam up and can't answer a question, say something that exposes them as a fraud, then of course that business is not going to do particularly well, and the client is going to be hugely embarrassed. So it's complicated, it's intricate, but judging by the coverage in the Japanese media and the growth of these agencies, it seems to work.
The idea of taking a casual friend, girlfriend or boyfriend, to an occasion doesn't seem quite so extraordinary, but hiring somebody to cheer on your own children at their school sports day, knowing how paranoid we are as a nation, you can see tabloids here calling this a perverse charter, can't you?
Well, I suppose you could. You have to remember that, for example, the agent that I interviewed for the Guardian story in today's newspaper was asked to pose as the uncle of two young children by their mother. And the reason for that was that the mother's divorced. The children had been bullied at school about, you know, what was going on at home. And she thought that to have, you know, at least a male figure or a male member of the family to cheer the children on, to take part in the adult and child races later on in the afternoon, would sort of offer her kids some moral support and perhaps even stop the bullying. So it's a business transaction. The agents are also not allowed to break the law, of course. I mean, they're not allowed to turn up at a wedding and say that they work as a policeman or as a lawyer, or that they have academic qualifications that they don't have, or that they work for one of the ministries, because those are all minor offences. It's highly irregular as a social service, but it is regulated quite strictly by the agencies themselves.
Segment 1.
The I Want to Make You Happy agency is one of about 10 agencies, most of them in Tokyo, that have sprouted up over the last few years in Japan. And what they do is rent out agents who pose as, well, any sort of, they play any number of roles really, but most of the time they pose as colleagues or fathers or mothers, uncles, aunties, or just simply friends at social functions, things like weddings, funerals, but also events on a smaller scale. They'll pretend to be the father of a child taking part in a sports day. They might pretend to be the mother and father of a woman who's attending a formal matchmaking party.
Segment 2.
They might even pretend to be the girlfriend of a single guy who's having trouble finding a real girlfriend, but who needs to perhaps show the pretense of having a girlfriend at some sort of party or other social event. So there's any number of situations in which these phony friends and colleagues will stand in. They obviously have to do their homework before they make their appearance. If they answer a question incorrectly, or if they clam up and can't answer a question, say something that exposes them as a fraud, then of course that business is not going to do particularly well, and the client is going to be hugely embarrassed. So it's complicated, it's intricate, but judging by the coverage in the Japanese media and the growth of these agencies, it seems to work.
Segment 3.
The idea of taking a casual friend, girlfriend or boyfriend, to an occasion doesn't seem quite so extraordinary, but hiring somebody to cheer on your own children at their school sports day, knowing how paranoid we are as a nation, you can see tabloids here calling this a perverse charter, can't you?
Well, I suppose you could. You have to remember that, for example, the agent that I interviewed for the Guardian story in today's newspaper was asked to pose as the uncle of two young children by their mother. And the reason for that was that the mother's divorced. The children had been bullied at school about, you know, what was going on at home. And she thought that to have, you know, at least a male figure or a male member of the family to cheer the children on, to take part in the adult and child races later on in the afternoon, would sort of offer her kids some moral support and perhaps even stop the bullying.
Segment 4.
It's a business transaction. The agents are also not allowed to break the law, of course. I mean, they're not allowed to turn up at a wedding and say that they work as a policeman or as a lawyer or that they have academic qualifications that they don't have or that they work for one of the ministries, because those are all minor offences. It's highly irregular as a social service, but it is regulated quite strictly by the agencies themselves.